This is the Goalkeepers Union podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Goalkeepers Union podcast. Between the Sticks, me, Matt Beadle, here with the hurried voice of goalkeeping, Richard Lee.
Good morning, Matthew. How are we?
We're not too bad, mate. We're not too bad. It's a Wednesday, so we're slightly late, hence the hurried nature of this podcast.
Yes, indeed. Hurried. It's this time of the year, Matthew. I know we keep touching on it, but it's both of us, here, there and everywhere. Mainly me to blame, not going to lie. In fact, you can see it even in my look. I am a little bit dishevelled at the moment. It's been one of those weeks.
Quite remarkable. Unshaven. You look like a boxer who's been in camp and just not looked after himself from a grooming perspective.
Well, the truth is, and obviously you know this, that I live quite a lazy life in that a lot of things, I've tried to create a life of complete convenience where possible, i.e. having an espresso machine next to my bed so that when I wake up, I don't have to physically get out of the bed to make a coffee, as one example. But another example is that I'm quite fortunate in that someone does come over every week, cuts my hair, trims my beard. He wasn't available this week, so I was left with the choice of, do I shave my own face or just wait until next week when he's back? So I've gone for the latter, and it will be getting longer until Monday.
Been listening to a bit of Salt and Pepper in the meantime as well, have you, mate?
Yes, I haven't dyed it in recent weeks, if that's what you're trying to say. So yeah, there's a lot of grey going on. I'm very much showing my age at the moment, which is why I can just hide away in my office for the month of January and nobody needs to see me. And even when I have Zoom calls, I just pretend I've got an issue with my camera. Works really well.
Okay, so we are going to hurry through this. There has been some FA Cup third round action. Bit of Premier League? No, not even any Premier League action. Some EFL action. So we'll just rattle through all of that. But first, we've got some correspondence that I want to read out because it's topical and it's responsive to our last podcast. Now, this is the type of correspondence that I love. I buzz off stuff like this. This is from a gentleman named Tim Cashel. And the title is Matt Turner and the Passback Rule.
Okay.
So this is in reference to our discussion on Matt Turner in the game between Nottingham Forest and Manchester United last week. And he has written, Law 12, fouls and misconduct. Section 2, indirect free kick. An indirect free kick is awarded if a goalkeeper inside their penalty area commits any offence of the following offences. Controls the ball with the hand arm for more than 6 seconds before releasing it. Touches the ball with the hand arm after releasing it and before it has touched another player. Touches the ball with the hand arm unless the goalkeeper has clearly kicked or attempted to kick the ball to release it into play after it has been deliberately kicked to the goalkeeper by a teammate, receiving it directly from a throw-in taken by a teammate. Turner had clearly kicked or attempted to kick the ball to release it into play, so he had every right to catch his own missed placed pass. Perhaps Gary Neville could have at least given Matt Turner credit for knowing the laws of the game. That is Tim Cashel, Director of Goalkeeping. This is from across the pond, Richard, St. Louis Scott Gallagher.
I love that. And I hold my hands up because I did not know that. I know we touch on some of these rules that don't necessarily always make sense. I think that's fair to say, because I've thought ball was passed back and in theory he's had a touch with his foot and then he's picked it up. You know, if you controlled it and picked it up, of course it's a pass back. But I did not know. That's one of those quirky rules that not many would know. So credit to Matt Turner if he knew that in that moment. I would also ask the question of how does he know that in that moment? Has that happened before? Do any other goalkeepers know about this? And actually, if you were incredibly skilled on a pass back, could you make it look like you were trying to clear it, chip it up in the air and catch it? I mean, that could become a skill in itself.
Very good. And very good from Tim. Thank you for contacting us. And if you'd like to contact us just like Tim did, it's very, very easy to do so on Twitter at GK Union, on email hello@goalkeepersunion.net, on our phone number 07503673020. And I should mention Instagram too, at GKU Podcast. And your Instagram as well, Richard, which is thriving at the moment, at Richard Lee GK, I believe.
That is correct.
Very good. On with the show.
Let's do it.
Okay, so it has been the FA Cup third round. We're going to split these into two parts, Richard, starting with part one. And Lucas Coverland with two big saves as Maidstone reached the fourth round for the first time since their reformation in 1992 at the expense of League One High Flyers Stevenage. Jamie Reid and Kane Hemmings both denied by the often brazen Brazilian Ryan Boot, who, if you recall, was last given a mention on the pod two seasons ago when his heroics for Solihull took Wigan to a replay, was back in action, this time for Chesterfield, in for Harry Tyra and very nearly through to the next round had it not been for a last-ditch Watford winner. Still, a couple of good saves to chuck on the CV from that one. Good performance from him. A near assist from Eastleigh keeper Joe McDonnell. A few of these this weekend. Ever-present this season and another game to rack up in the competition as the 10-man Spitfires took League 2 Newport to a replay. You have to mention the double save from Asmir Begovic in QPR's throwaway defeat at home to his old club Bournemouth. Incredible reactions to stop Luis Sinisterra and Marcus Tavernier. And then mighty frustrations as an equaliser was scored from the resulting corner and Cam Dawson continuing a quite ridiculous sequence of penalty saves. Two inside the opening 10 minutes in Sheffield Wednesday's win over Cardiff. Ryan Wintle and Callum Robertson both denied from 12 yards, making that now seven saves from the 12 penalties he's faced in his career.
Oh, where do we start? I think we have to start with Cam Dawson because, yeah, incredible. And both saves with certain similarities. I love the first save. And again, it's very rare that you get an opportunity like this where you make, and it's a brilliant save. He's gone full stretch to his right. The ball's come back central to an extent. So to be able to readjust and get his hand to it in the way that he did was superb. And then he's got that lovely moment where you're sat on the floor, he's looked up, and the ball is just dropping into his lap. I mean, that must have been those few seconds, or that split second must have been one of the best feelings you can get as a goalkeeper, where you just see it dropping. You know it's just going to fall nicely into your gloves. Everyone comes to congratulate you. Yeah, great moment for him. And the second one, very good as well. Similar in the fact that, again, big save, turns round, and it's there, sat on the line, and he's able to pick it up. But just an unbelievable record, which, look, obviously, big credit has to go to goalkeeper coach and staffing who help give that information. But I think there's also the fact that, and we speak about this a lot, pretty much every goalkeeper gets the information, yet there are some goalkeepers who just have a way and just have a knack when it comes to penalties. They look that bit bigger in the goal. You can sense they've got that confidence. And certainly, he's got that in abundance when it comes to penalties. Excellent. You mentioned Lucas Coverland there. I wanted to touch on that as well. I thought the, like you said, the save to his left, really sharp, great save. I love the spread. You know, we talk about the spread technique a lot, but this in particular, such a powerful spread. Gets himself into a perfect position. Such aggression, really, as he comes towards it. Knows the player's going to shoot. Gets himself in the great position, really strong. And at the point of contact, I just don't think there's any way the lad can score here. You know, makes himself so big, spreads so well. Brilliant save. Asmir, as you mentioned, we do give Asmir a lot of mentions on the show, and again fully deserved certainly the second save of the two. Now, first one's a good save, sharp, good strong parry, but it's the speed at which he gets up and the reaction to get a hand out to his right and tip it onto the post. Brilliant save. And Ryan Boot, I mean, someone who doesn't get a lot of mentions, if any mentions, on this podcast, because obviously ordinarily we talk about Premier League down to League Two, but you know, I know for many seasons now he's been so strong in the National League, and actually had a couple of guys, in fact my nephew and my dad were at the Watford game, and they both texted, well, not my nephew because he's 6 years old, he didn't text me, but my dad did text me, and a friend who was there too, and actually they both commented on the fact how good Ryan Boot was and should be way above that level, but certainly building a great season for them and another top performance here.
Into part two, where there were similar stops from Dan Grimshaw and Nathan Baxter as Blackpool and Bolton took Premier League outfits to a respective replay. So Grimshaw with great reactions to parry a Ryan Yates header in the 1-1 draw with Nottingham Forest, and Baxter producing much of the same to keep out Carlton Morris in a stalemate with Luton. Sam Tickle, a busy evening for him in Wigan's defeat to Manchester United, a game which could have perhaps been different had Andre Onana not flown across his 6-yard box to deny Taylor Asgard inside the opening 5 minutes. A welcome clean sheet for Martin Dubravka with two key saves in Newcastle's Tyne-Wear win at Sunderland. Very interesting to see what moves they make in the goalkeeping department this month. Alisson Isis claimed its latest victim in Liverpool's epic triumph over Arsenal at the Emirates. Reece Nelson was guilty of surrendering to the man in front of him as he dallied over a golden opportunity to put his side in front and award Aaron Ramsdale with a klaxon upon his return to the starting lineup. And Aaron Ramsdale, we should add, who does seem to be loved loved by pundits at the moment. And Max O'Leary up there with Cam Dawson for goalkeeper of the round. Three big saves from Pablo Fornals, James Ward-Prowse and Divin Mubama. A nice bit of improv too, with a poke through the legs on one of those chances as well.
Yeah, we'll start with Max O'Leary because you mentioned a couple of brilliant saves here. The one where he's moving to his right hand side, ball comes back to his left and just kind of swats a hand at it, but perfectly done to get it away from danger. And as you say, in fact, exactly what I wrote down on my notes, Matthew, was improvisation, where had to make a good save. Defender, again, it's one of those unexpected ones. He's coming across, defender gets a toe to it, it's going in, makes the save, the ball's in an awkward place, and yeah, just have the awareness in that moment to essentially put it back through his own legs out for a corner. I thought that was very, very good. Really good reaction save on the line as well. He had to close his legs incredibly quickly. And I think it was Shay Given who gave some really good analysis on this and made the point. They're sometimes the hardest ones where you're set, the ball's so close in, it's fired in quickly. To have the ability to actually close your legs that quickly without getting injured as well, because it's not an easy technique to do, but I thought he did that very, very well. You mentioned Aaron Ramsdale there. The ball he played, I mean, it really should have been an assist. Brilliant ball, like the trajectory that he got, and it could not have been more perfect. Fantastic strike. Unfortunate, not to get the assist. Excellent save down low to his right. It was one of those moments, though, you know, with the whole, and we speak about it every pod, I know, the Ramsdale Raya situation, etc. I do wonder if that then creeps in, whether that then gets the whole near post, should have done this, should have done that. But again, it's just the fine lines of a goalkeeper. I thought his positioning was perfect. He's moved across well. He's low down, given the ball was quite close to him and quite close in. And the speed at which he gets down to his right, good hand round the post. Very, very good save. You mentioned Nathan Baxter, Dan Grimshaw. Like you say, both very similar saves. Good reaction saves to their left, both putting in very good performances. Again, I see a lot of love for Nathan Baxter and the manager coming out and giving him a lot of praise, and rightly so. You know, it was a big move for him to go to Bolton. Obviously played a lot in the Championship, but he's building a fantastic season there, and so are Bolton.
Just quickly on Aaron Ramsdale there, are you suggesting that he could have been in a different position to make that save from Luis Diaz?
No, not at all. No, I'm actually saying his position was perfect for that situation, in that he's taken up what I'd call a true position. He's not overcovered the near post. He's not too far the other way, and he's ended up making a good save. However, had that been put right in the corner, it does probably go in, which is fine. It should go in. But that would be the one that, just knowing how commentators are, that might be the kind of moment where they look at it and they almost create that whole kind of near post, near side. Could he have done this? Should he have been further over? But I actually think his positioning was perfect. Made a brilliant save, because the ball could quite easily have gone the other side to him, and he would have again been able to make that save. And similarly, if it goes, you know, into the other post, it probably goes in. But it was just one of those moments where you can see, and I was probably guilty of it myself at times when I played, you kind of realize that if something to his right were to go in, that is the kind of one that commentators might make a point of. So sometimes there can be a tendency just to overcover, but of course it makes it a very simple finish the other side. So I actually think what he did was spot on, and I'm happy that he did make the save, because yeah, like I say, it's such a fine line. That performance ends up getting him an 8 out of 10, for instance, yet that goes in, that suddenly becomes a 4, and again the conversations start, and not warranted.
It is the EFL overview. Just League One and League Two this weekend. A few games in each. Max Crocombe with some lovely distribution and fine saves in Burton Shaw with Wickham. An instinctive tip onto the bar from David Wheeler, the big highlight there. And from one brewer to another in Ashley Maynard of Charlton. He may have conceded 3 at Port Vale, but he did make 9 saves to ensure the away side left Vale Park with a point. Into League Two, where 19-year-old Tom Booth has been stepping in for Harvey Davies of late at Crewe. So he did close out the season last term, but he's now bagged a double bubble of clean sheets in the last two, his first ever shutouts in the pro game. There was a decent block early from Mansfield's George Maris, and an even better tip over from Bailey Cargill's late free kick to Hannah Staggs, their first defeat on home soil this season. Spawny goal of the week goes to Colchester's late leveller at Swindon, scored by Bradley Aheimvian. Hope I've pronounced that one right. Fair enough with a backheeled attempt from him, but a horrid scramble in the area before and after. And lastly, it's one of these.
Bada boom, bada bing. It's only a keeper.
Yes. Feel for him here. Corey Adai played very well against Bradford and has been decent since reclaiming his spot on Boxing Day with 3 wins in 4 for Crawley. However, luck was sadly not on his side when, after saving Andy Cook's penalty, the ball somehow contrived to find its way into the net. But doesn't matter, Richard. Crawley came back to win 4-2, so all is forgotten.
Indeed. You know what, I'll start with this one because I really felt for him. It's a brilliant penalty save, and I know I like to bring it back to moments that I've had personally in the past. It did bring back a memory of one in particular where it's that horrible moment where you turn around, you see the ball, and I don't know what more he can do here. Obviously, if he can scoop it out, but where you know you've got players on rushing, you know that it needs to be a really precise scoop out or hit away. You need to get it really tight to the post, out wide if you can. And he just wasn't able to get enough leverage. I always remember I had a real similar one, Sheffield United away, where I've made a save, tipped it onto the bar, it's bounced down, hit the line. In my memory, it almost felt like it was doing a pinball up and down on the bar. You know, it went back up, went back down. I've turned around, ran back towards my line to try and scoop it to safety, thinking there was loads of people on rushing, only to literally get there and just hammer it into the top corner as I've tried to scoop it out, to then turn around and realise there's no one within 10 yards of me. You know, and I probably could have just walked and picked it up. But of course, in that moment, you don't know. You're facing the other way. You just want to try and get out of danger, but certainly doesn't take away from what was a very good penalty save. And as you say, stepping back in after a few games out, and certainly has hit the ground running again. And just to mention a couple of the other names that you gave there, Ash Maynard-Brewer, the save in particular that he made, deflection, where he's going to his right and he's made a save with his left hand. Brilliant, brilliant save. Like I say, one of many saves he made there. And I really did enjoy the distribution of Max Crocombe. Just really effortless. It's that one. I love that one. And we're seeing it more now from goalkeepers, where you want to fire it out to the left back or left winger. Of course, you can throw it, but that's going to, you know, there's a certain action in doing a throw and it's going to come from a certain trajectory. So to be able to just pop it up and do a side volley that can get there that much quicker, and we're talking a second or two, but of course when you're then breaking as a team, a couple of seconds is a big amount of time. So to be able to get it away with that sort of pace and the technique that he's got on that, and there was a couple off the deck as well where he's just opened up, fired it head height the whole way. Really, really good. And a couple of the saves you mentioned as well. The one top right, top left. Great tip over, top hand. And the one top right, fingertips to get it onto the bar. Top, top performance.
GK's on the way. I say GK's on the way. GK's on the way. I say GK's on the way.
Yes, it is January and it is that time. My favourite time ever, I think, on the podcast since we started back in 2018. There have been some more movers and shakers in the market, and they are 3 loans until the end of the season, those being Dan Everson from Leicester to Stoke, Archie Mayer from Norwich to Morecambe, and James Beadle from Brighton to Sheffield Wednesday. And then 2 goalkeepers unattached now with clubs on short-term deals, Jed Steer to Peterborough and Ryan Sanford into Crawley.
Indeed, it has got going. I think there's going to be plenty more next week as well. And some interesting ones there, some that we've had quite the involvement in as well, which was always pleasant. Some interesting ones. I think Dan Everson, I mean, it's crazy really, the situation at Leicester that they've got to this point, having Danny Ward and Dan Everson sat there essentially doing nothing, not even on the bench this first half of the season. So you always felt like something had to happen this second half of the season. Certainly Everson, with Premier League experience now, obviously plenty of Championship experience, he was always going to be one of the prime loans, you felt, this window. So Stoke obviously getting in there early. Be really interested to see how it plays out with obviously him and Jack Bonham there as well. Great loan for James Beadle. Brilliant for Oxford, you know, and it was nice to see the positivity on the Oxford message boards and Instagram, etc. They obviously wished him well. He's done a very good job there first half of the season. Really excited to see how he gets on in the Championship. Still only 19 years old. Pleased for Ryan Sanford as well, because he's another one that out of contract with Millwall in the summer. It's been a bit of a tough time. Played a bit in the Conference South for Dartford. Did have a month at Wimbledon, but to now find a home where he can challenge Corey Adai with Luca moving on. That might be one that we talk about next week potentially. A great opportunity for him. And to touch on the other two, Archie Mayer, again, it's that nice one for a goalkeeper where you can do half the season in one league and the other half in the next, certainly while you're climbing the ladder, which effectively it is. We talk about this all the time, the goalkeepers that are playing in the Premier League, how many of them have done National League, League Two, League One, Championship before they finally get to the Premier League. So to be able to tick off both National League with Gateshead this season and now Morecambe for the second half of the season in League Two, perfect for him. And really, really pleased for Jed Steer because, again, I feel like we're talking about goalkeepers that have had a tough time, but very few have had as tough a time as he has with injuries. So to find a spot again where hopefully he can really establish himself. Obviously unfortunate for Bilicapic picking up the injury that he has, but does give that opportunity now for Jed Steer to rebuild himself. And if nothing else, you just hope that he can get through the next few months without an injury and just really build back into playing regularly because, yeah, look, his CV is fantastic. Obviously promotion from the Championship, many top games that he's played, but just had a torrid time last few years. So delighted to see that he has found a nice platform.
Yeah, great to see him back, but it will be nearly 2 years since he played a competitive game of football, Jed Steer.
It's crazy. You know, and it is one of those things where I know now that clubs, certainly for younger goalkeepers, they'll look at things like their biomechanics and almost the goalkeepers coming through 12, 13, 14 years old, and they're making decisions, you know, further down the line as to, are they going to be robust? Are they going to be the right size? Are they going to be this, that, the other? But I do think sometimes you can just get unlucky. You know, I don't think, for instance, personally, I wasn't biomechanically perfect to be a goalkeeper by any stretch. You know, there's a few reasons for that, but I feel like Jed Steer, I do just think it's bad luck, certainly when he's had the Achilles problems and other bits and pieces. I think sometimes as a goalkeeper you can just get unlucky, and I think that's exactly what's happened here. And sometimes you can have those spate of injuries and then you get through them, and who knows, he could go and play another 5-6 years now without a single problem, and I really hope that is the case.
Yes, we do indeed hope so. I think that's it, Richard. We did say we were going to fly through this. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, what else to add? Well, as I say, I think next week will be a more in-depth episode. I think there'll be more GKs on their way. Also got some interesting things. Obviously, I'm over in Dubai at the moment. There's a lot of teams coming out here in the next week. So I might have a story or two, hopefully this time next week. So I think obviously with the whole Premier League break, the whole half and half, some getting, is it next weekend off and some getting the weekend after. So quite a few having little mid-season breaks, and obviously with it being quite sunny over here, quite a few are heading over here for a bit of mid-season training. So yeah, I'm sure that next week will be a little bit more in depth and a few more stories to tell.
Nice. The house pajama party around Richard Lee's, right?
I mean, they've got an invite. Let's see if they turn up.
Richard, thank you.
Matthew, thank you.
This has been the Goalkeepers Union podcast. Between the sticks, keepers.
Wait.